This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Tonight we have come again to receive from you. We ask that you will bless us. Amen. You will add again to us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You showed us great mercy. Amen. And great grace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Luke chapter 1, from 67. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. 72. To perform the mercy promised. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers. And to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he will grant unto us that we should be delivered out of the hand of all of our enemies, by serving without fear, in lowliness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. When you see this scripture, it's trying to tell you that there is performance of the mercy promised. Performance of promised mercy. And the mercy that we are talking about is a mercy that is promised to fathers. Because there are different mercies. But not every mercy is a promise, or not all mercies is within the promised mercy. For example, in the book of Psalm, Bible says, For the Lord openeth his hand and satisfy every creature or every living things. So there is mercy that every birth of the air, every creature that are created, they are enjoying. But they are not within the preview of the mercy promised that opened their hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing. That is Psalm 145:16. This is a great mercy upon all living things. But this is not the promised mercy. Mercy is a great mystery. In fact, the prophet said, mercy shall be built up for you. For I have said, mercy shall be built up. That means you're supposed to come to a place where mercy become a building. Mercy that's a building is not general mercy. There's a general mercy. Like, not dying physically is a mercy, but it's not the promised mercy. God causing war not to happen in nations, they are mercy, but they are not between the previews of the promised mercy. When you look carefully, you will see in that Psalm 89, that mercy should be built up, in early verse of that psalm, he said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. So there are mercies of the Lord and mercy from the Lord. But there is mercy that is a building, or that a man can receive that will constitute building. And we need someone to enjoy mercy. In fact, I can tell you everything about you is mercy. But you can't operate through the word of mercy promise. If you want to have a glimpse of it, you need to go and read Romans 9. When the children were still in the womb, where they have never done any good or any evil. So you can't say because of what they have done. Or when you talk about promised mercy, he was comparing Pharaoh. And that Pharaoh is a vessel of wrath. And God also created vessel of mercy. So when you see vessel of mercy, and you know that vessel is a building. The fashion vessel. So when you see vessel, vessel is like your clay. We have this water tank. That's a vessel. They called ships that carried crude oil. They call them vessel. Tank that carried those and they are vessels. Vessels are storage which have gone through process of building and making. So that's why you see that there are best mercy that must be performed. They have to perform the mercy promised to the fathers and the holy covenants and the oaths. Look at what they were talking about there. They are talking about mercy promise and the covenants. And his covenant, the oaths, that is war. And they were connecting mercy to enemies. They were connecting mercy to haters. They are connecting mercy to honor salvation. Mercy here is beyond pardon. Mercy as pardon is generally God is a pardon. There's a mercy that is pardon. But that mercy of pardon is generic. But if you find that operation of that mercy, if there's a mercy, when you study Exodus, there is keeping mercy for thousands. You can keep mercy for thousands. But when you see the mercy that is generic, it's easier for you to find such mercy. There are mercy that you can find, and there are mercy that you cannot find. It is not between man to find such mercy. You have to perform it, because those realm are like what Pastor was talking about. where you look for mercy unto eternal life. You can't find it. They are not in the previews of man. But there are mercies that are general. Ephesians chapter 2, but God will teach in mercy. They are generic mercy. I can tell you, nothing that is living that does not have mercy. There's nothing that is living that does not have mercy. For God who destroyed Pharaoh in the Red Sea, his mercy endureth forever. And destroyed the king of Tyre, his mercy endureth forever. That is mercy that is generic. For he smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Those are general mercy. God went to the land of Canaan and decided to go and dispossess seven nations and seven kingdoms that are more mightier than Israelite and kill their king. And it was mercy. Yes. The people that they killed, it's mercy that is working on them. It's mercy they were. It's mercy they are receiving. I know you don't believe it, but it's mercy. Yes. It's mercy they are receiving. But I know that you never believe that it's mercy. No, because those men, the amount of spirits was as invaded them, I was raising them to become very, very terrible. But mercy visited them to cut them short so that they will not come to the end. They will not fulfill the desire of their enemies. Because they have enemies, but they don't know they have enemies. That was mercy. But you can never see to it. God was talking about, God said, when he was promising Abraham, I will take your children to another land, and they shall be there for 400 years until the iniquity or the cup of Amorites, God, Hittite, is full. So he said, until their cup is what? But in the fourth generation, they shall come there again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. They were doing iniquity and God was mercy. And when the iniquity full, God came to remove them. So when you look at all these things, these beings are products of mercy. Living things and non-living things. They are mercy and there are mercies. And I said that the mercy that you can find, but a mercy that you cannot find. You can't find such mercy. You are guided. They have to guide you. They have to lead you. To find mercy that is a promise. Not all mercies are promise. There's a mercy that is promise. It's a promise. And it's a promise to the fathers. This mercy is not to children. The promise of father so that when their children, for example, you hear God, when you reborn of the prophet, God said, because of the promise he has promised to Abraham, though the children, if they gone wayward, God said, he will discipline them, but he will not cast them off totally. And you could see the mercy that God will promise a father, primarily the mercy is to tie a soul permanently to God. Not every mercy tie you to God. That mercy that when you receive it, it ends in the present. That mercy is for the present. Many people, the word mercy, which is translated in Yoruba as anu, it ends in the present. The best that mercy will deliver to you is that you will end in the present. There's nothing translating you to God. It's not a mercy that is highly connecting you to God. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statute and keep not my commandment, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with strife. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from them, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor utter the things that are gone out of my mouth. So you see that mercy that permanently tie a soul or a being to God. Such mercy are not cheap. They are too high. Yeah. Yes, very, very high. Yes. That you cannot stumble into them. It comes by reason of promise, and it is God's prerogative. It is an exclusive thing to God. Like when he was talking to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy upon, and I will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. Because it is a promised mercy, you've had to see that those are mercies that are connected to promises. I'm going to talk about promises that are connected to the gift of God's life. They are connected to the gift of God's life. So you remember that there have been priests on earth before Jesus Christ came. And those priests could not continue because by the reason of death. When I say death, both physical and spiritual death, we are dealing with them. But another man, a fine promised mercy by the best of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he became a merciful and a faithful high priest. When you look at Jesus, Jesus Christ is a building of mercy. Nobody before Jesus Christ came could have access to this promised mercy. God never wrought such a mercy on any beings. When they say, mercy shall be built up for you. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was the one that touched the heart of the Father. He touched the heart of the Father, a man by the name David, foreshadowed that manner of dealing. David himself, when he was talking about what he enjoyed in the book of 2 Samuel, when he was calling the sweet psalmist of Israel, he knew that they have enjoyed mercy. But after a while, he said it, that I know my house is not so. There was something that he knew that he could not attain in mercy. In 2 Samuel 23, from verse 1 to 5. Now, this be the last word of David, the son of Jesse, said, the man who was raised up on high. So, David was raised up on high. But David knew that his own, it was not as he thought. It's not just that his own was raised up on high. And he's the anointed of the God of Jacob. David has anointing of God. And it's right. It's not boasting. Psalm 132 also said this thing. You call the horn of the anointed to bow. The lamb of the anointed. There will I make the horn of David to bow. I have ordained a lamb for my anointed. David enjoyed a prototype. But it's not the original. It took David the New Testament, Jesus, to enjoy the original promised mercy. Because these are exclusive provisions of God. So, the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that rule over men must be just, ruling the fear of God. Then he said, such a man, he shall be as the light of the morning. Because the word of morning is a word of mercy. Because for you to move into mercy that is tender, mercy word is a word of morning. When it makes you move into the word of mercies of God, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion failed. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So, he said, such a man like David, he shall be, I love that word, So when a man asks mercy, he said, it shall be as the light of the morning. The light of the morning. Lucifer was a mercy being because he was a morning star. You see, the way he was designed, the way it was built, when you see Lucifer, it was a building. That design is mercy. Every money entity are mercy beings. When I talk about money mercy, I'm not saying that lower angels are not mercy beings. Talk about a being that enjoy the kind of mercy I'm talking about. Because I said that there are general mercy. But when you move into the class of cherubim, stars of heaven, they have mercy, but their mercy are not like cherubim. How we know that their mercy are different? That not every angel has name. For you to be find among the angel that has name is mercy. Because to have name means you have inheritance. Not every angel has inheritance. So when we are really talking about mercy, we are talking about mercy that give you right or way to inheritance. Not inheriting things present, but inheriting things of God. So when you look at Lucifer, Lucifer is a being of mercy. In fact, they have to talk about him that there is the tender mercy of the wicked. And that's why when Satan will enter lake of fire, he can't say he does not know, because he will be so glaring. Have all angels, from the least of the angels to the highest of angels, are mercy. They have mercy in different measure. But angel with names, and you know, angel with names start from seraphs in Colossians. After I make mention, Father, above principality, power, might, and dominion, which are what? Beings of the fourth heaven in ascending order. And he said, and every name that is named. Not only in this world. So in this present world, in this present heavens, there are names. And names start with seraphs. There are some seraphs that they have names. And for you to have name means you have inheritance. What does it mean? You know, inheritance by angel is their make. Inheritance is not what they give to you. Inheritance is your make. It's your making. Which also we find by Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1, verse 2 and 3. And this last day, spoken unto us, Hebrews 1, 2, by his Son, whom he has appointed, inheritor of all things, by whom he made the worlds. Who being the brother of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself poured our sin, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So what the Son became, he inherited all things by what he became. So those angels that had name, their name is their inheritance. When you say their name is not Gabriel. Their name is not Michael. That's not what they mean by name. Their name is their formation. And their distinction. Wow. All cherubims are not the same. All seraphs are not the same. They bear their name. And their name is their identity. Their name is their nature. Their name is their lot. That activity, principalities don't have it. Power don't have it. Throne, might, and dominion don't have it. When you bring 1,000 seraphs, they all have individual name. And that individual name that they are is their inheritance. And that thing is mercy. It's a show of mercy. It's mercy particularly to them. To him, to that being. He was talking about that angel that was to lead the children of Israel in the wilderness to the promised land. He said, for my name is in him. That my name is in him, that I had mercy on him. Because if my name is in him, my name that is in him is a building. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. So that man is a name. Name is not just
Gabriel. Name is a frame, is a building.
Yes, sir.
Because mercy shall be built up. So there's a way each seraph was designed. There's a way each seraph was designed. They may all have two eyes and wings, but that is not what you used to tell them. Ten seraph, just all of them, they are just kind of flapping their wings. You are only reading them from without. But if you want to know their inheritance, is the way they were built up inside, individually. They were built up individually. That building individually is mercy of God. Is a work of mercy. And that building is their inheritance. That is their inheritance. That is their own inheritance. They inherited from the beginning. The day they had their own inheritance. Because that was created in the day that was there. And they were made so. They set them so. Who they are is not a promise anymore. So, but there is the mercy promised to the Father. The mercy promised to the Father is something particularly that the fathers must become. Paul was talking about and saying, for this word the Father serve God day and night in hope. It's that hope of that promised mercy that the Father will carry out service to God. Because there was a mercy that was promised them. And the fathers, they serve. The fathers are the 12 patriarchs, are the fathers. And it was through the fathers that promise. Now I stand and judge for the hope of the promise made of God to our fathers. Unto which promise our 12 tribes is standing serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope say, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. There was something that was promised the fathers. The mercy that was promised them to the father became the hope they were looking for. It's an hope. Because that mercy has not been performed. But that mercy was not performed until the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God was looking for the entity that he can perform that mercy on. He shew it in time and shadow till David. Those mercies are tied to finishing the will of God. Promised mercy are tied to finishing all the will of God. So he's learning that all those angels that have name that is named, not only in this war. So all those angels in this war, they have their mercies. But we saw that some forsook their mercies and they follow after lying vanities. So they have their own particular, your own. Is there your own? Your own mercy. And because they observe lying vanities, they have their own. Lucifer had his own mercy. And all the angels that rebelled, they had their own mercy. Their own mercy were their inheritance, which was their estate. That was said for the angel who left their own estate, they forsook it. Then they reserved them in the chain of darkness unto the judgment of the great day. So God used the present world. When you look at this being, you see shades of mercies. Shades of mercies. One of the names of God, they call the multitude of mercy. God can produce mercy in multitude. So they call it multitude. When you see mercy, you see mercy as a multitude. When you say multitude of mercy, it's not just plenty. You know, when you have multitude, all the multitudes are not the same. They have different facial recognition. They have different fingerprints. Likewise, it's mercy. There are multitudes of mercy DNAs. Some angels, they call it innumerable company of angels. When you read the book of Psalm, David, you said that when I want to count your mercy, I cannot finish counting your mercy. God's capacity to create mercy, and God can generate mercy. But there is a mercy that comes from the womb of God. The mercy that comes from the womb of God. One of the things that 2 Corinthians used to introduce God, they call him the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. God, Father mercies. Mercies are offspring of God. Father of mercies. It's not only Father of spirit. It's not only Father of light. It's also Father mercies. The Father of mercy. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father of mercy. The person that is Father in Jesus Christ. The God that Father in Jesus Christ. John Christ has a Father. John Christ is an everlasting Father. But he too has a Father. The person that Father Jesus. God. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God and the Father of Lord Christ is the Father of mercies. Yes, so when you look at Jesus Christ is an inheritor of mercies. That's why, Lord Christ, when you look at Jesus Christ, our Lord Christ, it's a building of mercies. And the call those mercies say, blessed be God. Yeah. And Father of our Lord Christ. One of the blessings of God is the blessing of mercies. So I'm going to want to talk about the Father of Lord Christ. The way he dealt with Jesus Christ. The way he fathered Jesus, they say, is the Father of mercies. Nobody will take inheritance except you encounter this person, Father of mercy. Inheritance is tied to mercy. When I say inheritance, inheritance and reward are highly tied to mercy. Inheritance and reward are highly tied to mercies. They are highly tied to mercies. When I say inheritance, I'm talking about life. Nature. Divine nature is not the thing you can stumble at. Divine. Divine nature. They are things of blessed God. Something about God is that God is merciful. God is merciful. God no get mercy. It's not that like God get, you know, like God has mercy and not giving. No. God is merciful. When everything about the tissue of the Father, if the Father has tissue, muscle, everything, the fiber of God are mercy tissues. It's merciful. The way the Father is compacted, is compacted with mercy. But what are the things that they call the mercy promise? Wow. You see, look at me. God can give mercy and show mercy that is not him. It's told the children of Israel by the one of the prophet. He said, can ye that make the eyes do not have eyes to see? Yeah. Can ye that make mouth do not have mouth? So if he does not have, where does he get the idea to create it? He that created mouth, you say he does not have mouth. He that created eyes, you say he does not have eyes. No, he has it. So it's possible God can create mercy. Yeah. And God will show you mercy. Like all the mercy that the angels, I say that, mercy is their name. I said those who have names, they deal with them particularly with mercy. Imagine of those seraphs. We don't have many seraphs. We don't have many cherubim. But one thing that we know that cherubim are not as many as the seraphs. Seraphs are more than the cherubim. And seraphs are fewer in number than the stars of God. They are many. But you know, with all these beings that are mercy, none of them are the mercy things or mercifulness of God. None of them. All they receive are created mercies. Yeah. That's what they had. And that's what they are person. They gave to them as inheritance. They are not the things of the Father of mercies, who is the God of all comfort. I love that word. All comfort. The God of all comfort. You know, when I talk about comfort here, don't think about, oh, somebody died. That's a low definition of comfort. Like one of the name of Holy Ghost is Comforter. Yeah. And they are just talking about the essence, inherent essence and nature.
So you find out that Father of mercy, the God of all comfort, they are talking about the inherent nature of who the Father is, whom you are calling. 1 Peter 1, for if you call on the Father, who is without respect of person, the person that you are calling, the person that you have to do, the Father of mercies. Wow. You see, that's one thing that framed the heart of the Father. That's why. I know when we teach about the Father, we teach about the Father as a Father of spirits. The Father of light, in whom there is no darkness, nor shadow of variableness. All those characters of Father of light, Father of spirit, is because of their mercy tempered. The Father is an habitation of mercy. If the Father is interested in you, you have to do a lot of things to take yourself away from his hand. Because of how the Father is designed. Because something about the Father is that because of his mercy nature, his mercy is attached to jealousy. Yes. Because you must know how things are tied. Yes. These are wisdom in the realm of the spirit. The most merciful thing are most jealous things. Because it's a Father of mercy and it's a building of mercy. It's an habitation of mercy. Because you said, Joker was saying that in the book of John chapter 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. All those that was habitations in the Father are mercy habitations. Everything. Because a place for you is your own mercy. That is your own mercy that you should not forsake. That's why people that come into the scene of the Father of mercies, and if eventually they turn back, there's no way you can encounter this being and you say you are not doing again. The power that you have contacted, you can't contact it and say, I know they do again. That's why it takes time before we move into the season of the Father. Because of the frame of who the Father is. The person who the Father is. Chizaka was talking about that. He said, there are things that is in the hand of my Father and nothing can plug it out from his hand, from my Father's hand. I've been looking for something. What I kept on looking at, the Father's name, the Father's hand. So when he said, in my Father's hand, I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. You see, when Joker was talking, Joker was using shah. If you're a son of victory, you know that these are zone because they are promised when they begin to perform this kind of mercy for you. That's why you can enjoy the Father of mercy for you to arrive at this point. None shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father gave them me, is greater than me, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. The mercy of the Father is like a glue. You know, when the glue has something, if you want to take it, you can take it though, but you also tear something away. The object will tear. The object will never remain the same. Yes. To pluck out of my Father's hand. Wow. So, Dr. Christ was saying that what is in his hand, no man can pluck it. And likewise in his Father's hand. You can see that when they move into the season of this mercy, he connected to eternal life. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. That eternal life is everlasting life. Because what you call eternal life here, in John 10:10, the thief coming that you may have life, I have it more abundantly. It's eternal life. Eternal life here is the tail. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. What kind of hand is that? It's an everlasting hand. Everlasting hand. The hand that everlasting hand is holding. My Father who gave them me, Oluwa, is greater than I. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
He said, "Hi, and my father are one." How can a man journey into this place? I'm not there yet. There are things you have to do to arrive here. This realm of Romans 8, the love of God and the love of God in Christ Jesus. There are two things, the love of Christ and the love of God. In Romans 8, what can separate? To separate is to plug out. Immediately he finished teaching this law, he moved to Romans 8 and Romans 9. Romans 9 are he called them vessels of mercy. He ended Romans 8 with this thing, the love of Christ, the love of God. Then he zoomed into chapter 9 of Romans and began to talk about vessels of mercy. Because these things were not written in chapter. They were all one book. So 8 and 9 are together. That's why keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. So for you to arrive at this mercy, you need to come into love. Well, love war. Chapter 8 is the realm of love. Love of Christ, love of God. Chapter 9 is the place of mercy. So Romans 8 is love of Christ, love of God. That's how that book ended. For those who knew, he predestinated. You arrive here when you are making your predestination sure. It's those who are journeying to the word of their predestination. Because, look at me, the word of predestination in that Romans 9, they are the word of mercy.
Yes, sir.
The word of predestination is the word of mercy. To execute or to fulfill your predestination is mercy that you are building up. You cannot find the mercy unto the life. If you have not built up mercies, I've not been building up. You build up mercy unto where you can arrive in the Father of mercy. But some of us don't know how to transfer with mercies. You know, you start enjoying mercy from your new birth. But God, which is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sin, as speaking together we cry, by grace are you saved. So, love and mercy. Love and mercy interplay. Because, you know, the word of love is also vast.
Yes.
Just as the word of mercy. There's the love of the Spirit. Therefore, the love of the Spirit, you move into the love of Christ. From love of Christ, you move into the love of the Father. From love of the Father, you move into the love of God. They are talking about height of love. A man may not move beyond the love of the Spirit. And some Christians even never arrived there. They never arrived there. All what they knew is religion. Because you can't arrive in love of the Spirit if you don't receive sincere milk of the word. Because love in the Spirit is an attribute of a Spirit-filled life. And a Spirit-filled life is a man that I walk in faith and love for all the saints. That's when you can arrive at love in the Spirit. Because you see that in Colossians 1:4. Colossians 1:4 lived to Colossians 1:8.
Yes,
so without faith and love, you cannot arrive in love in the Spirit. Where appetite for loving things that Holy Ghost love. Holy Ghost start pepping your soul to love things that men that are full of the Spirit. So love in the Spirit, if the aftermath of obeying faith and love for all the saints, then it's a kind of soul nature. Like what Stephen said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are living. That love is not just love for the saint. He could even love those who are killing him. That behavior is the behavior of spirits. It's a spirit that behaves like that. Do not hold this against them. It's a love in the Spirit. So, for many Christians, never arrive there because you can't arrive at that point of love in the Spirit until you are walking faith and love for all the saints. He says, it's out of faith and love for the saints that made the soul graduate where you can have love in the Spirit. You must have walk in faith and walk in love for all the saints. So Colossians 1:4 precede Colossians 1:8. I also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow, who also is a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. They are yet to be filled with the knowledge of God's will. They are not yet open to the doctrine of Christ. Well, what they have used, they use faith and love for the saints. And something happened. There's a love in the Spirit. That is a transiting love into love of the brethren. Or they are gradually transiting into love. Because you need to do faith and love in the dimension to climax in the love of that order. You can't have the love of Christ until you are obey the faith of the Son and unfeigned love of the brethren before you can have the love of Christ. That means you have become Christ. There's a manner of love to a Christ being. So there is a man of love for a man that is full of Holy Ghost. Yeah. That man is full of the Spirit. There, because he's full of the Spirit, you see a behavior of a kind of love. When a man has been conformed to the image of Christ, because he has obeyed faith, open unto charity, there's a love. Because that a perfect man, which is a Christ, there's a love behavior. They call that the love of Christ. But you don't see it in the process. It's at the end of that journey, when the work called Christ is complete, that you see that love. Just like you don't find love in the Spirit until a man at the start of Holy Ghost has been raised, a man, then you see that behavior, because you need all the resources to be complete. You need summation of the work to show that love. So you cannot have the love of the Father until you have done the will of the Father. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But they that do the will of the Father shall abide forever. So before you can see a love of a season, you have arrived at the place of abiding of that order. You are not just living. You have arrived at the abiding point. So a man that can have the love of Christ is a man that now abideth with faith, hope, and charity. The gate of them is charity. Such a man is the one you will see what they call the love of Christ. If you see a faith being, faith of the Son, he can manifest the love of Christ. So you need to have arrived at an abiding man in Christ for you to see the love, called the love of Christ. So you need to have abide in the fullness of Holy Ghost to arrive at the love in the Holy Ghost. You need to have abide in the Father, or what they call the Father work is abiding in you before you can arrive, what they call, you have the love of the Father inside of you. And you need to have moved into the fullness of God before you can say, man has abiding love of God inside of him. So when you are going through a process, you don't yet have that. The love of the Spirit, the love of Christ, the love of the Father, the love of God is not yet. So it's not a process. It's in the summation of the work. It's in the perfection of the work. Because that you arrive as, because those kind of love of the Spirit, love of Christ, love of the Father, love of God, they are seed of the work. Yes, it's a seed. Eh? That sealed up the Son. So it's the Son you seal up. So that's why you set me as a seal upon thy heart. So love of the Spirit, love of Christ, love of the Father, love of God, they are the seed, that is the seal of the Son. So you can't manifest the love in the Spirit if you have not done faith and love for the saints unto the end, and you are now full of Holy Ghost, then this have this love of the Spirit, love in the Spirit. Likewise, love of Christ. So you must have come into the abiding in charity, not abided in charity. There you have the love of Christ as a seal of it. Then when you do the will of the Father unto the end, you have the love of the Father. You have that seal. So there is interplay of love and mercy. So I was teaching something that you can arrive at my hand. He said, it's in my hand. No one can pluck them out of my hand. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. I said that eternal life is everlasting life. Yes, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. What does it mean to pluck them out of hand? To pluck out of my hand are activity of Revelation chapter 1. They are activity of seven stars.
So the manifestation here is the really I manifest God. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And you will see Book of Revelation all to the seven churches. Let that have here. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Yeah, what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. And the Spirit is saying to the churches is not Holy Ghost. The Spirit I sent to the churches is the Spirit of the Father. And the manifestation of the seven churches are the manifestation of the Son, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Is the voice of Jesus Christ that angel was signifying. And he sent his angel to signify it by his angel to the churches, to the angel of the churches. So for you to arrive in his hand, you can't arrive in his hand if you have not done works. To arrive in my hand, they will hear my voice, they will follow, and I know them. Oh my God. When you read seven such, you see this. I know thy works. So to know them, I have estrayed your making. And they follow me. So that sheep, there are both stars and the candlestick churches. If they told the church, say, I will take your candlestick and I will remove it from the stand. But so there is a candlestick that you can remove. But there are other ones that are for the seven stars are the every angel that are in my hand. So no one can pluck them out of my hand. How did they arrive in his hand? They arrived in his hand because the Father gave it to him. He said it in John chapter 17. For I have not lost anyone, the Father, for thou they were. And thou givest them to me. I pray not for the world, but for them who thou have given me, for they are thine. And all my I die, and thine am I. I am glorifying them, and now I am no more in the world, but this I in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep true thy own name, those who thou have given me, that they may be one as we are one. And this one, so to be in thy hand, he said that church, or they are in my hand, say in my hand. It means that they are already branches. John 15. Every branch in me, they have been engrafted to the Son. They have been engrafted to the Son. And you know that you don't come to the sin of engrafting by knowledge in the Son. Before you can be engrafted in the Son, you must have moved beyond the world. And you are already in the season of the law. Because how they engrafting the Son is the law. You don't move into the season of engrafting until you have arrived in the season of the law. Because to engraft me, you are being born there. It's a covenant. So for you to have arrived in his hand is so that you have journeyed from the knowledge into the season of the war. You are partaking of the bread and the water. And you have arrived at the season of the law. So everything that is in his hand are souls that they are written the law in their hearts. And what's the law? The law is the works. The laws are the works. Meats are works.
Yes, sir.
My meat is to do the work of who has sent me. So meats are work. Drinks are work, but there's also another work, which is the law, which is the covenant. So everyone that is in the hand of the Son are those who have arrived at the place of the law and the covenant. That's how you arrive in his hand. That means it's an higher work than the work of water and the work of bread. Bread is a work. Bread will teach you a work to do. Water will show you a work to do. But law is a greater work that can connect, that will commend you to the Father. So what made the seven stars different from the seven churches is because seven stars are higher work. They are in the work of the law. That's why they are in the palms of his hand. But the candlestick can still be removed. So when a soul has arrived in the covenant, it's not easy for you to pluck a man in covenants. You can still pluck a man off that is in bread and water. But when a man has arrived in covenant, that man has arrived in what? He's been engraved in the palm of his hand. So you can easily remove or pluck that a man. But when you move from the hand of the Son and arrive in the hand of the Father. So when you are not just a man of the world only. You are not just a man of knowledge only, but you are a man of the law. When he talk about that law in Hebrew 8 and in Hebrew 10, I will write my laws in their heart. I will put it in their mind. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. I will be merciful. After writing my law. After writing my laws in there, put in their mind. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. When a man is partaking of bread, it's a mercy. When a man is partaking of water. But when a man moves into the season of the law and the covenant, it's a kind of mercy. He now says something, I'll be merciful to their righteousness and their iniquity and their sin will I remember no more. 10, render it, and in this the covenant I will make with them after this thing. Said, I will write my law in their heart, and I will put it in their mind, and their sin and iniquity will I remember no more. So I'm just trying to say that there is a mercy that comes with when a man has moved from word into the law and the covenant. There are mercy that make you to be in his hand, where you cannot easily pluck out. And when you translate from his hand into the hand of the Father, oh, wow! From his hand to the hand of the Father. When you translate from the hand of the Son to the Father, I say, and no man. No man shall be able to pluck them out of his hand. I'm trying to describe to you the word of mercy. Those transactions are word of mercy. You need to build up mercy to arrive there. You build up mercy when you are dead in sin. And like, You build up mercy there. You build up the mercy of our Lord. The mercy of our Lord is abundant with faith and love. Which is Christ's mercy. You journey from there and keep journeying and journeying until you can arrive at the mercy of the Son of God. That will position you for the mercy of the Father or the Father of mercies. And these are things that David enjoyed. That they call the sure mercies of David. Sure mercies of David. David enjoy it in a shadow, in a copy. But the true and true is what the David of the New Testament, Jesus, is the one that really, really enjoyed the mercy promised to the fathers. And that mercy is worth making. That's why he became the merciful and faithful high priest who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, seeing that he lived to make intercession for them. These are messages that they want to use to build you up. This is the message that can build incorruptible man. This is the message that can build undefined man. This is the message that can build unfading man. Everything will fade. Only you remain.
Yes, sir.
It's only Mr. Karime.
Yeah.
Every other thing fade until the message that was promised to perform on you. That's only what make you not to fade. That what make you to remain. That what make you not to change. That what make you not to fail. The mention of three things. That remainest. That are the same. That year shall not fail. I love that three things. That remainest. That are the same. That year shall not fail. Those are what mercy can make. And I said, this mercy is from you, you will find it.
Amen.
May you find mercies.
Amen.
To journey in love.
Amen.
The condition for those who are looking for this mercy, those who love is appearing. Those who love to look for him. That's one thing you must be praying. You must be praying for God to cause you to love.
Yes, sir.
You can pray for God, mercy upon me, God, mercy upon me. But a better prayer is to pray, God, cause you to abound yet more and more in love. Because when you are abounding yet more and more in love, each time you are abound in love for him, I'm love genuinely. And you do love commandment, you will find messages corresponding to your love abandon. And in love, that will not find corresponding mercy of that love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, one thing I should be doing is I want to abandon love.
Yes.
I want to abandon yeah, more and more in love. When I keep abandoning love, there's no way. Because I need to keep abandoning love and they will keep building mercy for me.
Wow.
Until the mercy promise. I can really see the mercy, because the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
imagine, they customize a mercy to him alone.
Oh.
There are mercies, but those are the Father of mercy. So also customize, there's a mercy that is the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ don't show that kind of mercy if you have not accumulated building of mercy.
Wow.
He's waiting. Let me see. But once he said, Jesus Christ, I want my love to abound more. Are there other lovers? Because there are other lovers that are competing for the space of your love in your heart.
Yeah.
And when you are going to pray for love, you are ready to break your former devotion and your former allegiances and your former lovers, the thing you love, until you are not lover of your own self. Because plenty of time, many shall be lovers of themselves. And this is why it will be difficult for me to find this kind of mercy. But I'm praying for us that this house will find this mercy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say we find this mercy.
Amen.
I say we will find this mercy.
Amen.
That we not only be love of our own selves,
Amen.
But we will be find great help in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will love and do works. And keep acquiring mercies.
Amen.
Until we'll be looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the mercy of the Father.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can you begin to pray tonight? Can you pray that heaven will heal us of our love for other things? Love for this world. Love for the things that are in the world. That they will purge us of every other love. That we grow in love. Our love for him we abound yeah, more and more. Like Ephesians chapter 3 say, we will increase in love, abound in love. We will come to know the length, the breadth, the height, and the depth of the love of Christ. That we find roots in love. We find grounding in love. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, tonight we receive mercy. These are words that are beyond man's comprehension or man's striving. You have shown us the way of mercy. That the way of mercy is the way of love. The way of the Father of mercy. And the way of mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have that this way of love. You are showing us a much more excellent way. I want that way to be in our hearts. So that we can connect to these mercies. We have for mercy tonight. That you have mercy upon us, Son of God. We are that you will heal us of every other love. And you separate us from our every other lovers. You will teach us how to love righteousness. And in loving righteousness, we develop hate for iniquity. That we will teach you, you will show us how to love righteousness. And by that thing, we develop instinct of hate for iniquity.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We desire the word of mercy, Lord.
Amen.
That we want to come into all mercies.
Amen.
We want to come to all mercies.
Amen.
God of all mercies.
Amen.
God of all graces.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank
you. Honor you, Son of God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo CME Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.